campus, as we talked about it, Normal and Park Boulevard. Abraham Boulevard was pretty new. University was the way to go to La Mesa. And the streetcar ran out that quite a distance out. And the streetcar ran down Park Boulevard to Mission Cliff Gardens, which is at the park at the end of Park Boulevard and Adams. And ultimately turned and went down Adams, ultimately, toward where I live now in Kensington. That 42nd and Adams was where the turnaround was for the streetcar. It's the bus line number 11 now. And Adams was partially built up, very sparse, but partially built up from Park Boulevard to down to about 35th Street.
Yeah.
Where the post office is.
Yeah, used to live on 34th.
Yeah. Maybe a little more, but not much more. And there were scattered houses around, but Kensington wasn't built at that time. There were a few scattered houses there, but they wasn't built. El Cajon, when they laid it out, it started out Park Boulevard. And it was a dirt road with a centerpiece down the center. And it was to be a thoroughfare, which it ultimately partially became. And it stayed that way, a dirt road, however, down to about 30th. 30th and El Cajon, where the Arby's is, or whatever that place is now, was the terminus, really, of anything on El Cajon, leading up to where the college was in relation to that. From there on, it was a dirt road, but they had started to pave El Cajon from Park Boulevard, strips on either side of the center strip, down pretty close, I think, to 30th, maybe to 32nd, where the 805 is now. That was Boundary Street.
After
that time...
There is still Boundary Street still there.
That's correct. And it was East San Diego, and that's why the streets are all screwed up with numbering systems and the like. And even the house numbers had to be changed on when East San Diego became San Diego.
Uh-huh.
I remember it so well because in Chula Vista, 1921, when we first moved there, I joined the Boy Scouts. And a fellow came with a shirt tail full of musical instruments by the name of Johnson down there and formed a Boy Scout band. Precursor, I guess, to the Bonham Boys band that was so famous later on. Those people who didn't have instruments, well, he furnished them. He had to play the instruments he had available. And we'd take around to us, but we were a Boy Scout band. We put on Boy Scout uniforms. Well, the biggest parade I was ever in, the only parade I really believe, was the day that East San Diego became San Diego. And it was down University Avenue.
Uh-huh.
It started about Texas Street.
Okay.
And the Chula Vista Boy Scout band led the parade, 1921. They ended up down on Fairmont, where they had built a building, which is still there, called a tower. Euclid, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Euclid. They built a tower there on the...
Kind of an Art Deco tower, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. And that was a parade. I remember because I was in 21 or at best 30, 22. But El Cajon through East San Diego down through there was just a dirt road, and they kept expanding down. But the 160 acres that was here was a science, that future site of San Diego State College. People called it the State College, although it was the State Teachers College.
Yeah.
And it was nothing but adobe. And it came down to a street that was to become a college. It was to become college.
Uh-huh.
There was a stake there. I remember it so well because my dad and Harry Warburton, who was a who was a city councilman, and he lived in East San Diego. I think the first city councilman from the new section in East San Diego, North Park, I guess it was called then, City Heights or North Park. He and my dad put some money together, and they bought the corner lot where the Home Federal is, in anticipation of that. And there wasn't any College Avenue; they just bought that land.
Yeah.
They didn't own all of it there now, but they bought the land where the main building is at least. And he said it's going to be a thoroughfare. Well, it was many years before it ever became one. But I remember another aside. Another aside. I'll tell you sometime later on, another time you want to, about UCLA, because I'm very familiar with that. But he took me up in 1928 after they had decided to build here, but they were getting ready to build, uh-huh. But the College Way wasn't in. No street through. He took me up there because UCLA was just 2 years in advance of this institution and building out at Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
And the corner out there, Wiltshire, and whatever that street is, there's a very prominent street that UCLA uses still as a street address. Some street there.
I want to say Rosemead. It's not Rosemead, is it?
No. It's another one. It starts with a G, I think. But anyhow, at that corner, there was a building that the Jans and Bell Lloyd people had put there. They had given the land for UCLA. And that's where Bel Air started.
So. Yeah.
So he took me up there, and they were just laying out UCLA, and they were just about finishing with mud and everything. They had four buildings, just exactly, except they were brick, four buildings around a quadrangle, just like San Diego State, exactly like it.
Wow.
And the buildings are still the classic buildings up there around the campus, the mid-park campus. They were in about a mile from this place we're cornering. He said, Chesney says, College and Oklahoma are going to be Wiltshire and Gantner someday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't Gantner. But
it would be the same, yeah.
Hilgard.
There you go.
Hilgard. And he says, it's going to be that. I remember that because we walked around in the mud up to where they were
the
buildings.
Yeah.
But we walk in the mud around here. Well, they started to lay out College Avenue starting at El Cajon. There was nothing north of El Cajon, or south of El Cajon, nothing at all. Started to build north, laid out a street, and laid off a little street, Soria, right off of it here. My first house, 35, when I married 4 years later, I bought a house right there, Soria, right behind the fire station,
mm-hmm.
in the library. Fire station was built about around 1940, something like that. College Way was street, sidewalks were put in, the street was paved, and then it went down a dip. There was a slaughterhouse at the right of the dip. If I may say so, it was this kosher Jewish slaughterhouse. And the people just raised Cain about it because there was nothing around there. It smelled a high heaven to begin with, but there were a lot of squeals and the like, as you might expect.
Yeah.
And so the people complained about it, but that place, slaughterhouse, stayed there for years. Wasn't much anybody could do about it. Went on the hill, and then we're up over, and they built through to the entrance of the campus.
Uh-huh.
Not Campanile, but to the entrance
College
of the campus.
Yeah.
And it came along, and then it made a curve around and fronted the arches.
Yeah.
Fronted the arches. And there were four buildings.
Yeah, you can see the parking was over right over there. The
parking was over there. And there was a canyon, of course.
Uh-huh.
It's all been filled in, partially filled in, been filled in pretty well. and it was filled in. And later on, there was a canyon there. Nothing across south where Campanile is and the mall is now. Nothing there, or the library is, nothing there. Nothing where the gym was. One aside, a little joke, two or three asides about the new campus. The city was quite delighted to be able to have this campus.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a nice thing. And it was to be a showcase, and besides, it was a potential real estate development for Talmadge and Kensington, which kind of was allowed during the Depression, but it was set as a nucleus. But nobody had thought about the sewer system. They were going to flush the toilets in the new campus. There was no sewers, city sewers.
At least it's
40 miles.
Yeah.
50 miles. Somebody says, where are you going to flush the toilets? Oh, my God. So, I don't know. I haven't been down there. There's a parking lot down there now. But where the West Commons is, they built that building. Down below the hill, that was a canyon down there.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to where I-8 goes now.
Right? Adobe Falls, yeah. And all that down there.
That's right. We used to go swimming in Dobie Falls. Yeah. Made a swimming pool out of that for the campus. A little shack where you could change your clothes. But the county and city had to, in a hurry, had to build a big septic tank.
A big one, yeah.
That was a big concrete thing, and everybody would ride around, you know. What's that concrete thing on the side of the wall down below where the commons is now? Well, that's the, you could use other words too, but that was a sewage disposal plant until, of course, many years later before they'd ever got sewage up,
yeah.
up the Colorado Canyon. The second thing was, it was all adobe. Nothing would grow. The first gift, they tried to do some lawn and they wouldn't grow. First gift was 100 palm trees around this curved arch at the Chamber of Commerce Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only vegetation on the campus. Only vegetation.
I see
all right, just cactus. Dean Ott, we called him. He's an old friend of mine, but he was ultimately became vice president under Dr. Hardy. But he'd been a physics teacher in South Dakota, and he was a friend of Professor Baird's, and he was kind of Professor Godfather in education for me here when I was doing my teacher training work at one time. I remember in a meeting, and somebody was complaining about the adobe. He said, it's too bad they didn't raise the buildings 18 inches higher on the foundations and then fill it in. That's what they needed. Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. Muddy. So when we moved in that Christmas, they hired tractors of those days, small tractors too.
Uh-huh.
Cars got stuck, rain to high heaven, everything got wet. And they brought the stuff out, and they had to, college working through, they had to go down about two or three blocks to the first signal beyond college. I think that is called Seminole or Saranac or something.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that signal is. And then that was a dirt road. Went up, turned around. They built a kind of a dirt road where Montezuma is now. But turn around, Montezuma wasn't in. That came after the war. And ended up in what would be ultimately where the entrance of the campus. Bell Roy built the building. I didn't look today, but that building on one building was sitting there, which had a couple of stores down below and some apartments up above on
its
college.
Built, yes.
One block north of the campus. That was the only building.
It's there. It's right over here. We can't see it here. The building's still here. In fact, it's just got condemned.
I expected it would be, yeah. It was to be the forerunner of the entrance.
Right.
So then these tractors had to pull all the trucks out of the mud, and the cars, and the tractors stayed around until after the rainy season. Thinking about the rainy season, stayed out and hauled students' cars out.
Yeah,
charged them a couple of bucks or a buck or so, hauled them out. Otherwise, students had to get off College Avenue and walk in the mud. But houses were built. A few houses were five houses built beyond Campanile. Campanile wasn't in, but five houses around there. Jimmy Crouch had one. Cliff Smith and Astronomy had one. And then there was some built over on College. But there weren't more than 10 houses this side of that slaughterhouse.
Uh-huh. Understandably.
Well, they're just... The first house that I bought, I lived on Soria, I told you, which was just one street long. College came this way, and Soria this way. Here's the fire station. I lived right behind it. Right next to me, there was a basketball coach. I lived in a two-bedroom, beautiful little home.
Was that Peterson, or...?
No, Peterson. No, this was Gross.
Okay.
Peterson, I can tell you about him, because he lived next to me over there in El Cerrito for years. I lived next to him. We called him Dean, or Coach. I called him Coach.
Yeah.
But I can tell you about him, too. But I bought this house. I just had been married. And I lived in a house up the street for $30 a month, which is still there. At the end of the street was a guy they brought in from USC to kind of help out in athletics. Gross was the basketball coach. Peterson was the football coach, the track coach, and the baseball coach. No, they had a baseball coach, Charlie Smith, named Smith Field. Charlie Smith from Coronado. And he was a student then. Well, he was a student assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought this house. It was a drug on the market. Beautiful little home. Big lot. Brand new. Mm-hmm. Fireplace. Tile. One bath. Two bedrooms, which was standard at the time. $3,800.
Wow.
And I parlayed into where we are now through two or three deals ultimately. But be that as it may, there were two or three houses along there. That street finally filled in, and of course the whole area filled in. Ultimately, another street was built beyond there. And then, of course, the fraternity and sorority houses were built all around. Montezuma ultimately came in. Campanile came in. I remember well when Campanile was extended. I used to ride my bicycle from my house in Soria, go down the street, and then go down the canyon to that gulch up into the dirt road, which ultimately became Campanile, and parked my bicycle behind the old physics labs over in their science building at the time. Well, that gets us to that point. I did a lot of things. I knew a lot of the people here. Peterson, C.E. Peterson, came in 1921 along with Oscar Baird and several others when the junior college came here.
Mm-hmm.
It was an interesting situation. I was telling your friend there about this.